guess, but bold move, I wouldn't necessarily say bold. I mean, it was a right move to make. Mike and I have worked together before. He was available. You know, I needed an offensive coordinator, and it was a good fit.
I mean, how do you think he and Jay have hit it off? We haven't been around you guys, obviously. What's that relationship like, and what have the returns been here in the first couple weeks?
Guys have hit it off. Well, guys hit, I'm talking about Jay and Mike, hit it off like I thought they would, and I knew they would from the start. You know, knowing both guys, and, you know, Jay being a football junkie and, you know, wanting someone to really challenge him and, you know, with a great offensive mind. And, you know, from the start, there was mutual respect, and they spent a lot of time together, as Jay does with Shane. They are quarterback coach, too, and, you know, making progress. We have a long ways to go. We're pleased with some of the things we've done, but we have a long way to go still.
I mean, how do you see Jay playing differently than last year?
Well, one thing you have to say, you know, by our team is just how we've protected the football. You know, last year we had entirely too many turnovers. You know, we protected the ball a lot better this year. I would say that's the biggest change from what we did last year.
Lovie, do you think it was a factor at all, just Jay, with all the pressure on him, you know, in the trade and everything, trying to do too much? Did that account for all those interceptions, do you think?
There's a lot of reasons why. And, of course, the quarterback gets blamed for everything. But it just wasn't Jay, you know, as a reason why we turned the ball over so many times. But when you're new coming in any program, you know, whether it's a rookie coming in or it's a veteran coming from somewhere else, there's an adjustment period you go through. We didn't want it to last a year, but again, it's all behind us right now. We're all moving in the right direction now.
Your O-line, Lovie, had some trouble with pass protection and preseason, the start of this Dallas game, and then adjustments were made. Tell us what the keys were to that turnaround in the Dallas game and what you expect against Green Bay.
Well, we expect a lot of pressure from Green Bay. Like, you know, we expect pressure from every team, most teams, no matter who it is, should expect pressure on an offense that's coming into a game. So it's not like that surprised us anything. Early on, it was we had some things to get worked out early on. When you lose your starting left tackle a couple plays into the game, it'll take any team a little bit of time to recover, regroup, which we did. End up moving Frank O'Meill over and bringing Kevin Schaefer in, and they finished the game. Most of the time, it's about how you finish the game, and we finish strong.
I guess, what is your comfort level with that group coming into this game? The Packers had some success rushing the passer so far.
Okay. We're very confident in the group that we're going to put on the field. It's not like we have to wonder whether they can do the job or not. We've seen them do the job, so we feel good about the group we'll put on the field this week.
Bobby, what has the addition of Julius Peppers meant to your defense?
Just a dominant every team, especially us being a four man front, relying on pressure from the four man rush. So you need a dominant pass rusher, and we have that in Julius. Been very pleased with what he's done. You know, being a new, you know, veteran coming, you know, free agent coming in. One of our team captains come to work every day. Just, you know, pleasure to coach, and. He's someone that you have to deal with. I'm talking about opponents have to have a plan for it because he's a great player.
Lovie, does Brian Urlacher look like his old self? And if so, how does that help your defense? How much does it change?
Helps us a lot, too. You know, losing Brian the first game last year, you know, just think, you know, there's, you know, Brian's the face, you know, of the franchise. And, you know, guys have heard his voice starting every defensive place ever around here. And when you lose that leader, you know, that quarterback of the defense, it is tough, and we never really completely recovered without Brian being there, but he had a great all season, been around doing everything, trying to get himself back. Sometimes when you miss a little time like that, when you played a few years, it's good to let the rest of your body kind of heal up a little bit, but he's fresh, he had an outstanding camp, and he's played two games back-to-back very well.
Lovie, how have you overcome the third downs percentage, and is that one of the things that, you know, you've got, you sort of indicated earlier you need to improve on?
Yeah, the last week it was bad. And you look at Detroit, I mean, defensively, we held in Detroit under 30%, and we were about, you know, we were over 40% with our offense. Last week, of course, it was just a different, you know, complete flip around. Offense, of course, was somewhere around 10%. Defense was, you know, over 50. So, you know, completely different both games. Normally, I'll say we'll be a good third down defense, and we'll be a good third down offense this year, too. But, you know, certain, you know, there are some reasons why it happened last week, but I just don't think that would be our MO this year of not being able to convert on third down.
Do you think it was the big plays that kind of allowed you to get away with it last week on offense?
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's just not about third downs. I mean, you can make that mistake sometimes. Hey, we did good on third down, but that doesn't tell everything. You need to do third good on third down. To me, you got to do good on third, all three of the downs. And, but, so, and that'll be, of course, that's the point of emphasis for us this week, to improve on the third downs. And I think we will.
Well, you talked about teams having to account for Peppers. Obviously, the Packers and Clay Matthews, he's a player like that too. As a defensive coach who's done it with his own guys, what's the challenge when a player plays the way Matthews has, and you know that opposing offenses are gonna, you know, do everything they can to take him out of the game? What's the challenge to make sure that that guy is still an impact player?
Well, I think essentially you have to just keep working to at least get a single with him. You don't want to get him double teamed as much as anything. And if you get guys in a one-on-one situation and they're a great player, you can live with that. So that's hard to do sometimes. Matthews is playing outstanding ball. He can beat you, you know, one-on-one. We're familiar with that. We watch the video. We see what type of player he is. And so we'll just try to have a plan to slow him down a little bit. No one has slowed him down right now. What, 3 sacks both games? So hopefully we can slow him down a little bit this week.
What's the feeling at your place this week after the big win in Dallas?
Hey, how long ago was that? What, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I mean, it does seem that long. Everything that we're doing right now, it's all in our past. We're thinking about this game. This is enough to keep us occupied. It's a great series, great rivalry game for us, Monday Night Football, all of that good stuff. NFC North, there's a lot of things riding on it. We just want to be in good health and want the guys to play their best, which I think they'll do.
Be nice to keep the parka away for this one?
That's the only way to have it. I guess we will.
You've had as much success as anyone, I guess, against the Packers offense. I guess what's been the key for you guys on defense?
I'm sorry, one more time?
You had some success against the Packers offense last year. I guess what's been the key for your defense in doing that?
Again, I have a short memory on what happened last year. I know it's a tough offense to keep down, you know, averaging over 30 points right now. You start looking at all the different weapons that they have receiver-wise. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, one of the best in the game. You know, when you play a rivalry game like this, division opponent, you know, both teams know each other fairly well. You know, it's just about execution, who can make plays at, you know, at that time. And hopefully we're going to make a few more plays this, you know, this time around.
Bobby, what's different about Forte this year? Is it the way Mike's using him, or what's allowed him to get off to a good start?
Of course, Mike and the rest of the guys are doing a great job of getting Matt Forte in position, but I think he's just a good football player. I mean, you look for a complete running back, he can do it all. Great hands, catching out of the backfield. He's good in protection as far as blocking. And he can run inside or outside. He can make a miss in the, you know, an open field. Just a, you know, good all-around running back that's, you know, excited. I mean, he had an okay year last year, but he was definitely, you know, ready to come back with a stronger year this year.
Maybe, Lovey, maybe you guys knew about it, but from the outside, was Forte pretty much battling health issues last year, and is that the difference this year, you think?
Well, I'll just say that he's completely healthy this year. You know, guys battle things. All players seem like most players, I should say, not all, are battling some type of nagging injury. throughout every season. Mac had a few little things, but nothing to really talk a lot about. Not just Matt, our team didn't have the type of season we needed to have last year. And again, it's all in the past. We're trying to, write it this year.